Let's talk about that tired, worn-out chestnut. The feminist narrative, the one that goes, it's all men till it's no men. But don't you dare ever apply that same standard to women. That's misogyny. That's hate. That's simply not allowed. It speaks to just how toxic and delusional today's women are, and how deeply ingrained that anti-male bias is in our society. So much so, they proudly display that toxicity and hate on a daily basis. Well, let's address that, shall we? Let's ask the question nobody on TikTok wants to answer honestly, which is, if men are so dangerous, why do women still expect men to build their homes, protect their neighborhoods, serve in the military, fight fires, rescue people during disasters, and run towards danger when everyone else runs away? Yet, they're not safe enough to take care of children. Because apparently men are simultaneously too dangerous to babysit, but safe enough to die protecting society. Make it make sense. Oh, what? You don't believe me? Well, let's check out a nice little rant from a septum-pierced, obvious man-hater whose big argument is basically this. If it's not all men, then go hire a male babysitter. And she says it like she just solved a philosophical paradox, but in the process shows she's perfectly okay with women abusing and sexually assaulting children. Let's play her full clip.
Not all men. Okay, hire a male babysitter then. To be alone with your children, in charge of your children. Unsupervised. Without you there. Yeah. Why not? Hire a teenage boy. Or hire an old man. Ooh, wait. You wouldn't do that? Wait, but you do that with an old lady? Wait, what's the problem? Oh, so like not all men, but like enough of them to like make you feel uncomfortable with about it. Because you're like, wait, I don't know. Interest, wait.
All right. So you saw and heard it straight from the horse's mouth. Her entire argument, the same one we've heard a million times before, that it's all men. Followed by that classic, if it's not all men, okay then, hire a male babysitter. The implication she's making is obvious. Men can't be trusted around children. And if you dare to question that assumption, you're naive. You're the toxic one. You're raging with internalized misogyny. Now here's the problem with her little toxic rant. Her argument isn't based on facts. No, it's based on fear and stereotypes and 50 years of feminist lies, misrepresentations, and propaganda. Because even the most cursory of research would debunk her entire argument in less than 5 minutes. Which is exactly what I'm about to do. Because you see, once you actually look at the data surrounding child abuse and sexual assault on children, the narrative she's pushing falls apart really fast. In fact, it shows that it's not men who are the biggest threat to children, but women. Let's start with the biggest misconception, the idea that children are mostly in danger from random men. It's simply not true. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, child maltreatment reports, the overwhelming majority of abuse happens inside the child's own home. And the majority of perpetrators are, in fact, parents. Not strange men, not male babysitters. Parents. And when researchers break those numbers down even further, something very interesting shows up. Something that's not actually breaking news, but been known all along. And that is that it's mothers acting alone who make up the largest category of abusers, of offenders. Yes, you heard that right. Mothers account for roughly 40% of all child abuse cases, while fathers acting alone, on the other hand, only account for about 20%. Or to put it another way, women slash mothers are more than twice as likely to abuse their very own child than men slash fathers are. So if someone wanted to build a stereotype about who statistically harms children the most, the data would actually point towards mothers. But you didn't hear her mention that, did you? And let's be honest, she's not alone, because nobody says that. Because stereotyping women like that would be considered sexist, would be considered hate speech, would be considered blatant misogyny. But stereotyping men and fathers, well, apparently, that's perfectly fine. Now let's talk about something the media has been very quiet about lately. And that is the growing number of female teachers arrested for sexual abuse of their students. If you follow crime reports even casually, and I've been tracking them daily for about 17 months now, you'll see the headlines are everywhere. In fact, in those 17 months, there hasn't been a single day, not one, where I haven't seen a news report of a female arrested or charged for abusing or sexually assaulting a child. Let that percolate for a moment. In the last 17 months that I've been tracking it, not one single day has passed that I haven't found an arrest made. And I'll be diving into that in detail in a future video, so stay tuned. Interestingly, as I just mentioned, the number one profession involved in these assaults is teachers, female teachers. You know, the ones who babysit our children 5 days a week. As I said, it's almost a daily thing where it's a teacher who's arrested, a teacher who is charged with grooming, a teacher accused of sexual relationships with a student. And yes, some of them are male, but the overwhelming majority of them are female. And the discrepancy is likely far higher than anyone wants to believe. Because the pattern feminists like the woman in the video follow, as well as their allies in the media, not to mention school administrators and boards of ed, hell, even prosecutors and politicians, is to try and hide the truth, hide the epidemic of predatory female behavior. So what do I mean? Well, let me give you an example. When it's a male teacher who commits the crime, inevitably, the headline will call him a predator. But when a female teacher does it, the headline says relationship, or some variation thereof. The language magically softens, but the crime is exactly the same. It's done to hide what's going on, to excuse what's going on, maybe to justify what's going on. And while I've highlighted teachers, in fact, it occurs throughout society. Just in the past few days, I've tracked several cases, like for instance, the one of Sarah Hager from St. Clair County in Michigan, who last week was charged with 2 counts of first-degree child abuse, 2 counts of second-degree child abuse, and 1 count of torture. She allegedly brutally abused 2 foster children over 4 years, including locking them in dog cages. Wouldn't she make for a great babysitter? Then there's Priscilla Marshall of Fox Lake, Lake County, Illinois, who was arrested after her 11-year-old son fled the house and reported ongoing abuse. She's now been charged with aggravated battery to a child, 2 counts of domestic battery, and child endangerment. After beating the boys for years with household items and subjecting him to psychological abuse, like forcing him to write over and over, "You're not a love child." Maybe the woman in that video would like to nominate her for Mother of the Year. Fortunately, at least for now, she was ordered held in jail without bond. Then there's Katrina Fuchs from Anselmo, Nebraska, who worked at a youth rehabilitation and treatment center in Kearney, Nebraska. Ms. Fuchs was recently charged with second-degree sexual abuse of a protected person she was taking care of, babysitting, if you will. Well, Ms. Fuchs allegedly subjected a minor teen in her care at the youth facility to sexual contact. How nice, how safe, how motherly of her. Now look, I could list numerous other teachers, nurses, daycare workers, and yes, mothers from across the country that have been arrested for abusing children, as well as grooming and sexually abusing them. But you get the idea. And those are just the cases that make national headlines. Because here's another very uncomfortable truth. Female sexual abuse is dramatically underreported, and even when it is, it's often downplayed and downcharged. Because when boys report abuse by women, society usually treats it like a joke, and police officers, DAs, judges, and juries do as well. We've all heard the disgusting responses before. Lucky kid, I wish I was him. He must have wanted it. He's not the victim, she is. I could go on and on because, as a victim, I've heard them all hundreds of times before. And that's exactly why the majority of male victims never report it at all, especially younger ones. Studies have been done examining youth sexual victimization, and they claim that women may be responsible for 20 to 40% of abuse incidents, depending on how the data is collected. But rarely do they account for the ones that aren't collected, because the men and boys aren't allowed to report them. Yes, you heard that right. Not allowed to report it. That is an absolute, irrefutable fact. Yet, just watch all the women who will jump in the comments to say, well, women don't report too. Their goal, of course, to silence the discussion, to dismiss the male victims and make it all about the female ones. And they're right. More women than ever should don't report their assaults. But they're a mere fraction of the men who don't report. So how about we acknowledge the truth instead of dismissing those male victims and trying to silence them? The sad truth is, culturally, just like the woman in the video, we try to pretend that female predators don't exist. Yet they do, in far higher numbers than anyone wants to admit. But it doesn't stop there. Let's talk about trafficking. Because the same women are safe and trustworthy assumption that she showed in her video shows up there, too. Law enforcement agencies and anti-trafficking investigators have repeatedly explained that women are often heavily involved in trafficking operations. Why? Because female traffickers can exploit the trust, the very trust the woman in the video was espousing. A woman approaching a child or a teenager appears less threatening. So, traffickers frequently use women to recruit their victims and gain trust. And then, lure the kids into dangerous situations. The exact stereotype this woman is leaning on in her video is also the very same stereotype that traffickers exploit. Now let's bring this back to the core claim she made. If men are safe, why don't we hire male babysitters? That's not a logical argument. It's out and out bigotry based on a falsehood. The very falsehood the woman is claiming exists, but as we have shown, doesn't. It's also cultural bias, and cultural bias does not equal reality. Because the real issue when it comes to protecting children isn't gender, it's predators. And I hate to break it to you, but predators exist in both sexes. Men can be predators, and women can be predators. But most men, just like most women, are not. In fact, the majority of men spend their lives doing the exact opposite. They're out there protecting families. They're protecting children. They're working dangerous jobs and putting themselves at risk for the people around them. Yet women like the one in the video, and it is most of them, as well as modern social media culture, keeps trying to paint men as the sole threat, keeps claiming men are the sole threat. And that narrative doesn't protect kids. In fact, it harms them by spreading fear and sexism. It's painting the very group most likely to protect children as the ones to fear, which should tell you all you need to know about the agenda behind it and the women who espouse it. Children deserve protection from individual predators, not stereotypes. And if someone's entire argument depends on assuming one gender is automatically dangerous and the other is automatically safe, that's not safety. That's prejudice wrapped in a TikTok soundbite. And honestly, kids deserve better than that. We all deserve better than that.